This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda spreads to new regions. CDC updates response strategy. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Jinadi MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, and Uganda are reporting an active Ebola outbreak with transmission occurring across multiple geographic regions, according to a June 26, 2026 update from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The situation represents a significant escalation in regional containment efforts and has prompted coordinated response adjustments from international health authorities. Key takeaways: Ebola transmission is active in both the DRC and Uganda as of June 2026, with spread to multiple geographic regions documented. The CDC has issued an updated response briefing reflecting evolving epidemiological patterns and transmission routes, cross-border coordination between national health authorities and international partners, including the CDC, is ongoing, geographic spread and transmission patterns. According to the CDC's June 26, 2026 briefing, Ebola cases have been documented across expanding geographic areas in both the DRC and Uganda. The outbreak demonstrates sustained human-to-human transmission chains, indicating that community transmission remains active and localized containment strategies have not yet achieved full interruption of spread. The CDC's Ebola fact sheet notes that transmission typically occurs through direct contact with blood or body fluids of infected persons, or with surfaces and materials contaminated by these fluids. The multi-regional distribution of cases in this outbreak suggests diverse transmission pathways and potential challenges in rapid case identification and isolation protocols, international coordination and response measures. The CDC update reflects ongoing collaboration between the U.S. Health Agency, National Ministries of Health in the DRC and Uganda, and other international partners in global health response coordination. Response strategies typically include rapid case detection, contact tracing, laboratory confirmation, and support for infection prevention and control measures in healthcare settings. Regional outbreak response requires simultaneous attention to multiple intervention components. As documented in the CDC briefing, authorities are managing surveillance systems across jurisdictional boundaries, coordinating laboratory capacity, and supporting clinical management protocols in affected areas. Public health implications and preparedness. Active Ebola transmission in the DRC and Uganda underscores the persistent threat of viral hemorrhagic fever outbreaks in Central African regions and highlights the importance of sustained quality and safety standards in infection control and laboratory diagnostics. The multi-regional nature of this outbreak reinforces findings from previous Ebola crises regarding the speed with which cases can spread across geographic areas when community transmission occurs. Health systems across the affected regions face resource demands for case management, protective equipment procurement, and healthcare worker safety. The CDC continues to support outbreak investigation and response capacity building. As documented in the June 2026 briefing, Ebola transmission remains active in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda, with cases documented in multiple geographic regions as of June 26, 2026. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, June 2026 briefing update. What this means for patients: individuals in affected areas should seek immediate medical care if they develop fever, muscle pain, weakness, or other Ebola symptoms, and avoid direct contact with suspected cases. Healthcare settings provide the safest environment for symptom evaluation and isolation. For clinicians, healthcare providers in the DRC, Uganda, and neighboring regions must maintain high index of suspicion for Ebola in febrile patients with relevant epidemiological exposure, implement strict infection prevention protocols, and ensure rapid laboratory confirmation through established clinical updates channels. For policymakers, national governments and international health authorities must allocate resources for sustained surveillance, cross-border coordination mechanisms, healthcare system strengthening, and community education campaigns to support outbreak containment in endemic regions. Frequently asked questions, how is Ebola transmitted from person to person? According to the CDC, Ebola spreads through direct contact with blood or body fluids of a person who is sick with or has died from Ebola, or with surfaces and materials contaminated by these fluids. Healthcare workers and family members caring for patients face increased risk without appropriate protective equipment. What are the early symptoms of Ebola infection? The CDC identifies sudden onset of fever, 38.3 degrees Celsius or higher, severe weakness, muscle pain, and headache as typical early symptoms appearing 2 to 21 days after exposure. Later symptoms include vomiting, rash, impaired kidney and liver function, and in some cases, internal and external bleeding. Early symptom recognition enables rapid isolation and care seeking. What support are international organizations providing to affected regions? The CDC, WHO, and other international health agencies coordinate outbreak response through epidemiological investigation support, laboratory confirmation capacity, clinical management guidance, infection control training, and procurement assistance for protective equipment. These coordinated efforts aim to rapidly interrupt transmission chains and support overwhelmed national health systems. The June 2026 CDC briefing update reinforces the importance of sustained vigilance and rapid response capacity in Ebola endemic regions. As transmission patterns evolve, continued coordination between national authorities, regional health partners, and international organizations will be critical to achieving outbreak control and protecting vulnerable populations in the affected areas. Source: CDC Ebola Outbreak Update, June 26, 2026.